The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Avodah Zarah, Nun Aleph Hamid Aleph, we find in the Gemara that Machlokes Tanam, if someone shechted a chagov, now Rashi says that we're talking someone shechted a chagov, any Avodah Zarah in the world, whether this Avodah Zarah is served with chagov and not a grasshopper. And the Gemara says further, so we have Machlokes Tanam, if someone shechted a chagov, had Avodah Zarah is chayiv. We have Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Bavu Amar Rav, and Avodah Zarah, that you serve it, even as a B'makal Shava, Makal B'fnei Chayiv, V'Naseres, it's Chayiv and becomes a Naseres. Zarek Makal B'fnei Chayiv V'in a Naseres. So the Gemara said, Rav, yes, Rav Nachman, what's his distinction? If it's Kein Zricha, Zarek Nam Heavenly Kein Zricha. So he said, you need B'in a Zricha Mishtaberes V'leka. And the Gemara says further, the Gemara says when you find a Pachile Anovim Vatashal Shibalim, so what it's why on an Avodah Zarah, why are those things Nasarim? There's no Kain Pnim Ika Vale Kain Zrika Ika, these are things that you don't bring for carbon, and there's no Maisa, there's no Zrika Mishtaberes. Amar Rava, Amar Ula Kingan Shabbatzah Mitchila Lekach. That when you picked it, Lechatchila says Rashi Shabbatzah Mitchila, Ritzarach Avodah Zarah, and Bibitzirus and Avdal Avodah Zarah, Dahavi Kishavah Makal Fener, the Dummy Lizvicha. The act of picking the Avodah Zarah, the act of picking, I'm sorry, the Anovim, is like an act of Shchita, of Zvicha, for the Avodah Zarah. Now, many years ago, I mean, it was somewhat more recent that it became more worldwide tumult, the issue of Shetlach, but Rav Nachman Rabinovich was later Malei Adumim, but at the time he was in back in Tavshan Chav Ches, he was in Toronto. He wrote a piece in Kol Terah, which he later printed in his Siach Nacham. And he wrote over there, he was, I believe, the first one in print to raise the issue of the here that comes from India. And he, one of the issues he raised there is that we know back in the Gemara Daf Chav Tes that there was a concept of being Megadol, a Blurius for Avodah Zarah. And at the end of the year, there would be Megalech, the Blurius for the Avodah Zarah. And we see that over there, that this is called Giluch L'Shem Avodah Zarah, something that's Nasar. Now, he raises the issue that maybe that's only the Maisa, but maybe the hair that's itself being cut shouldn't be Nasar. And he says that that would not be a Heter, because he says, at least he was understanding at the time that this is the way it was, that they're being magish to say Avodah Zarah. Now, of course, there were many who say that this was a misinterpretation, misunderstanding what's happened, they're not being magish at Avodah Zarah. But in any case, on the assumption that this is correct, that they are magish at Avodah Zarah, so we know it's Kapas and Shulchan Aruch, Dovish im akivu mimenu b'fnim enei nesam ken osa mimenu ken zvicha mishtaberes. So that means even if something is not being brought b'fnim, it's if you do an act to it similar to zvicha mishtaberes, it will become nesar. So his argument was that so to over here with this here, even though the here is not something that's being brought b'fnim, that in the Beis HaMikdash you don't bring here as a carbon, but since it was done to it something like Zrika HaMishtaberes, so therefore not only the Avodah is Asa, but the here itself also becomes Nesar. What would be the Kein Zrika HaMishtaberes? So the Kein Zrika HaMishtaberes would be like we just saw in Rashi over here by Yosef Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, Shabbatim mitchil letzach of Avodah Zarah, ubi bitzirusan of the la Avodah Zarah, the hei kashav machalafaneh de dami lezvicha. Just like picking the grapes for the purpose of Avodah Zarah is called a zvicha mishabar, so too cutting the hair, if it would be done l'shem Avodah Zarah, that it would be considered a Zvicha HaMishtaberis, and then when he's being makriv the hair, then the hair itself should become us. And again, we know that there are many who questioned, who said that they weren't makish, in India, they're not being makish the hair as a carbon. It's only that the whole idea of, you know, shaving the head, let's cover the avodah zarah, you know, maybe lahavdil elef havdalis, people who take a hair, lekavod yom tov, but, I don't think it's that extreme a distinction, but they were the makilim are understanding that the hairs are being brought as a carbon. The act of kiluch is not an act as a ma'is avayda. It's only overall the whole haircut is being done for avayda zara. Now that was his issue. Interestingly, he raised an issue which I don't want to go into now, but that when we say about kain pnim, we could talk about the act. The Eichas HaPu'ul, he calls it, meaning the act of shechting, is how similar the act is to the act of shechting. Or we could talk about Mitzad Nifal, the behemoth that's being shechted, how it's being affected. Is that something similar to what's happening in the Beis HaMikdash? Or we could talk about the result, how similar it is, meaning that a Balchai that's being Nishchat is how it's being affected. Is that something like Kain Pnim? So again, three different ways. Maybe we'll touch on it a little bit later. The Eichas HaPu'ula, Mitzad HaPoyel, for the door. The Eichas HaPu'ula, Mitzad HaNifal, the thing that's being done on. Or the Tachlis HaPu'ula, what is the ultimate purpose of this Pu'ula? Now, we have a very interesting machlekes, the Rambam and the Raif, in Parag Gimel, Hilchas HaVayda Zahar Locha Dalet. The Rambam says like this. So the Rambam is saying that if he gave tzoya to the avodah zarah, he's chayv. If he checked the chogav, he's pata. Unless this avodah zarah is being served by a chagav, then it says v'chein. So too, if you shech the behema missing an ev, he's pata. Unless this carbon, this avodah zarah is its derech is to be served by a carbon, and then he goes on to talk about makel shavah makel. Now the Ravid, he argues with the Rambam, and he says, why should shechting a chagav or shechting a behemoth chosis as eva be any less to being seifis tzoya or vichol meraglam to the avodah zarah? Someone is maspis tzoya to the avodah zarah, he's chayiv. Mishechs a chagov or behemoth missing a limb, he's pata. What's the logic? The Ravid says that those chachamim, he says, the Rambam is putting together two different shittas that don't agree. Those chachamim that pata shchik des chagov, they hold that there's no tolder by avodah zarah. And those who hold that Mechasez Eva is Pater also hold like the Chachamim. But Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman, who all hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says the Rambam is putting together two different shittas that don't go together. That if you hold, those who hold that Shechting Chagov or Behema Mechasez Eva is Pater, they will not be Mechayev by Tzaya or Avit. And the Ravid takes the position that all Aser. And the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Dalit Pasim Shachal Fenech Chagav Nesa Afilu In Derech La'iv De B'Chagav Klal, and the Grove of it goes in to explain the Shita. The Shach is Matmiya on the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, that he's going totally against the Rambam, that he doesn't even quote the Rambam like he usually does. So the Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch is not quoting the Rambam. Even as a Yeshayim, because if you look in the Kesem Mishnah, you see that the Kesem Mishnah has a very difficult time with understanding the Rambam. Now, and that's why he's not quoting it. Ramei Simchen is Ar Samechai Fenart. He says like this to be Miyashiv Shitas Rambam. He says it's clear, even according to the Rambam, that some will be Makriv Achagav or Makdeh Behemis Mechuses Evet Avodah Zarah Hil B'Chayiv. He says the Rambam will agree that that's no worse than Selfish Latzaya or Vishal Meraglayim, like the Ravid says. He says the Rambam is specific to Shechita. Why? Because the Shechita Zvicha is not a Hachana, it's a Hachana that's necessary even for Hedyot. If a Hedyot wants to eat, so he needs a Shecht or kill it in some way. So the act of shechita itself is different than being masvis. By being masvis, that itself is the gemar. But when it comes to Shechita, when it comes to the Shechita, Shechita is preliminary because it's something that's done even when someone needs it only for himself. And when it comes to Kachim, you need Avodah Tama. So if someone is Makdi or Chagov, he'll be Chayiv. But if he's only Shechting it, it's only Hachana, and it's something, Hachana, that's not Miuchedes L'Gvai, it's an act that's also being done for Het yet. So therefore, if it's not Kein Pnim, that is something that's Kosher Pnim, Pnim, he'll be Pata. So if someone breaks a Makal B'Zriko Shvira, that's saying avoid this miyuchan legvaya like zrika nisach, so then he's chayev, has nothing to do with whether it's mechusas eva or not. This is something specific to shchitas chagav that is not doimit to zrika's makal or shvira's makal, because again zrika's makal or shvira's makal is like kaktara, so that's automatically became pnim. But shenken shchitas chagav is only hachana, so if it's not became pnim, it's pata. This is how he explains shchitas Rambam. So now in Tzaya, Rav Shlomo Zalman Havlin said that there are those who wanted to say that according to the Rambam, so too, when the act of cutting the hair for the Avodah Zarah would not be in Pnim, because the hair is something that you don't do Bifnim. And again, according to Dar Sameach, it's not Daima to the act of Zrika Hamishabaris, that Zrika that was automatically, but cutting the hair is like what Meir Simcha says, it's something that's a hachana, it's something that you do, you know, even regardless of whether it's for carbon or not. So since the hair is something that's not being brought bifnim, at least according to the Rambam, it should be a non-issue of Takoy B'Saveda Zara. Now, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Havlin, he rejects this for a few reasons. One reason, of course, is fundamentally that the Rambam, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, as we saw, not like the Rambam. So it's difficult to be relying on the Rambam as a kula, although, again, as I said before, the Shach is marach to be matzik shitas HaRambam. Okay, but secondly, he says perhaps Shamei Simcha is only limited to a Shechitas Balchai, that the Shechitas Balchai would say the Svara that cutting it is a Hachana even necessary for a Hetyet. Masha'in came by here, perhaps it would be different, although is what to be Mefakva and the Svara. He suggests that we could be Miyashiv the Rambam in a different way by saying that the Rambam would be limited to a Balchai, because when we're dealing with a Balchai, so then like a Chagav, so then we have to compare it to the Shechita of a Behema. When we're not talking about a Balchai, like Ziza Seyer, so perhaps he suggests that we don't compare it to Shechita's Behema, we compare it to Shvira's Makal in front of Avodah Zarah, and it becomes Nasa in Handa. And further he says that perhaps we could say that the cutting the hair and being makdir, again, if we understand that that's what's going on over here, that they're being makravid and makdirit, so perhaps when it comes to haktara, we don't need to have a balchai, even kein pnim, because we find even etzim, you're makdir them as a carbon and it's nechsh of a carbon, so then perhaps the gzizah sar is going to be considered a carbon for avodah zarah. Meaning, again, he's saying like this, not only the fact that you bring it should be aseret, but the act of gziza should be similar to ein pnim, because we shouldn't look at it as compare it to shchita of an animal for carbon, but we should compare it to the gzizas of the sar should be compared to chopping wood, where you're chopping wood for the purpose of haktara. So that itself is going to make the cutting of the hair being cutting of the hair in order to bring it as haktara being something like in pnim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.beishavad.org.
office@bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.